You're listening to SBS News.
First Nations designs were showcased at the launch of the Melbourne Fashion Festival. They were photographed by First Nations people, participants in an Indigenous-led program creating new pathways to careers in the fashion industry. 22-year-old photography graduate and Wiradjuri man Kyle Archie-Knight delighted to have been selected to take part.
It's very kind of a little bit cutthroat to try and get into things and get stuff, and this is just something that I was like, I had to be part of it.
13 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people from across Australia are taking part in the inaugural Mob in Fashion initiative. Wajag model Nathan Maguire is the program's First Nations culture and safety consultant.
So we saw a lot of First Nations representation on catwalks and in campaigns and editorials across the industry, but there wasn't the space being filled up behind the scenes.
Participants are getting hands-on experience in a range of areas, from photography and makeup to event production and social media. Chairwoman of the Melbourne Fashion Festival, Lorna Inman, says it's a great learning experience.
They have the talent, but what we need to do is to bring them in and to have the experiences of learning things or participating in how we put together this fashion festival. We've always had designers, and of course we've got beautiful models, but there's so much talent out there, like makeup artists, producers, photographers, and yet they don't necessarily engage with us, and this is what we're doing, is offering them the pathway to come in and just see how it all happens.
Participant Tariaki Duncan is excited about the networking opportunities. She's working as a styling assistant.
I work as an event coordinator, but hoping to actually relocate to Melbourne and start my career in fashion. This program is really great for that opportunity for mob to get their foot in the door in fashion.
Participant Grace Evans-Craig is still deciding the direction she'll take.
Getting experience in lots of different areas is going to help me with where I want to go specifically, so I'm not sure yet. It's such an amazing experience for all of us mob, because I know it's like in the fashion industry it is really hard sometimes to get a breakthrough, like, and be seen and heard.
Nathan Maguire says the program will boost Indigenous representation behind the scenes in the fashion industry.
For a program like this to come in and get roles behind the scenes, that's a game changer. So it's the kind of a necessity for that First Nations sector to keep growing, is to push the boundaries of what representation is, who the people are working, and create that identity around fashion that is First Nations. And ultimately, for me, I think the future of Australia's fashion industry is First Nations fashion.
The program creating a supportive environment in which Indigenous people can learn and grow. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.